If you have not had faith to receive a total transformation, a total turnaround, please, you have to build that faith. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. It's not enough for you to sit down. It's not enough for you to have a pen and paper. It's not enough for you to open the Bible. You must have that faith that whatever God says, He meant it and He will do it. And so the Lord will do for you as you listen to His word in Jesus' name. We've just mentioned about wash night service. And I know most of us will probably feel like, oh no, I'll have to see if I can make it. I want it to make it. I want it to be here from 9 o'clock to about 12:30 or thereabout. It's going to be a time that you have never seen before. Right from early 90s, you know, they'll be talking about 2020. You know, you've had different agenda. And I can tell you in the spiritual realm, there's something God has in stock also for 2020. So I want it to be prepared and ready to do that. How many men do we have in the house today? How many men? Men. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, amen. Men in the house, I got something to tell you. I asked my wife and I asked her to pass it to women. While I was ministering 2 days ago, you know, and yesterday, God put something in my heart. It's so powerful, and I don't want any man to miss that, and also by extension to our women. God wants our men, specifically, this is what, but I've asked my wife to put it forward to women. To wait on the Lord for 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. You know, when you break with a light thing. When I say light, something you don't have to go heavy back. Just be spiritually alert for what God is about to do in 2020. When you break, take a very light food or probably fruit, vegetables. And I want to say specifically, I can't give you the detail, but please, can you abstain from your sexual relationship for those of you who are married? Just go nidra and be ready for something that God is about to do. I can tell you 2020, you what eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not given back to the mind of men, God is about to do. And so if you believe the what God is about to do, just prepare spiritually. And one of the key things God told me, which I re-emphasized before, say God made it clear to me, I re-emphasized it 2 weeks ago. He said, you know what, whatever you see in the physical, it starts and ends in the spiritual. And if you want to control the physical in 2020, you must start in the spiritual. You must control and determine how it's going to be. Because the God of heaven has the power, but He had given you control to determine how you want it. May the Lord help us and bless us in Jesus' name. So I also extend this to our mothers, okay? I want you to wait on the Lord and join us in faith. Wait on the Lord. Today, tomorrow, we are not meeting in church on the 31st. We are coming 9 o'clock. And so, don't go heavy back. Just be light in the spirit, be light physically, and see what God will do for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Excuse me. Another thing I need to emphasize before we continue in the service is last week was an eyes opener for me. Last week, for those of us who were in church on Sunday, I didn't minister at all. I kept myself away from ministry, apart from just picking and dropping people. I was at the back there, as God helped me, just trying to observe what the church looks like to an outsider. And it was so chaotic, uncontrollably, and I could see so many people, they were in church, but they are not in church. There's no way a church can be spiritually alert and receive the blessings of God when almost 50% or 30, 40% are busy. You know, it's like the church is divided into two. The first half here, it seems to be the church. The second half there, and the outer court, and the outer court, have series of people who are busy doing different things. If an angel of the Lord will walk in, do you think an angel of the Lord will come into this disorganized environment spiritually? I doubt it. I don't want it to be part of the disorganized group. When you come to church, you come to church. When you come to church, you stay in church. When you come to church, you come to seek. You come to ask. You come to knock. You're not come to have interaction with others. It's between you and your God. You can have anybody, anytime, from 1 o'clock, whatever time we finish, and then enjoy yourself. But when you come to the presence of God, be disciplined enough to know that you are not in the presence of man, but in the presence of God. And the Bible says in the presence of God, there is a fullness of joy. You can't be bothered with what happens around you. Be on your iPad, on your phone, and busy shouting, texting. That is not what the Bible says. When you come to the presence of God, you don't come to doze. You don't come to wander your mind away. You come to hear God. I tell you, if God brings about a two-year-old child and put him or her here, that child will still minister, because it's not about this minister. It's about God that ministers. And so when you come to God, any day, anytime, respect God. It is this honor for you to disrespect God by being in the presence of God and not being. It's what they call mocking. You're mocking God. And the Bible says God cannot be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, he reaps. Amen. I can assure you one thing that I've never, I'm not trying to to make you feel excited, but 2020 is loaded. It's loaded with gracious, mighty things. I mean, you know, I've had an opportunity to hear from God a few things. And one of the things I've had that excited my spirit, and that's why I want to prepare us, you know, for 2020, both spiritually and also physically. So the spiritual aspect I've just mentioned is also about you waiting on the Lord, fasting, waiting. You don't need to come to me. You don't need to pray on your own. And I told you what you need to pray for. You also want to ask God, Father, show me your covenant. Show me your relationship. Because today I'll be talking to you about covenant relationship for a new beginning. Covenant relationship for a new beginning, because we are starting a new beginning by the grace of God. And so you must ready. If you have your Bible, the book of Genesis, it's a man I will quickly want to talk about, Genesis 28. You know, I'm sure most of us know about Jacob. Jacob was one of the great men, Patrick, in the Lord. And I want to tell you one thing that God had shown to this man, Genesis 28 from verse 10. If you have your Bible, can we all read together? I want us all to read in NKJV version, if you can read from 10 to 22. Can we read together? Now Jacob went out from Beersheba. I want us to read together. That's why I'm waiting. Can we start? 1, 2, go. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Aram. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night, because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac, the Lord of which you lie, I will give you and your descendant. And also your descendant shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and in your seed, all your the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, how awesome this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city had been Luz previously. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. Verse 22, and this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. Amen. May the Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I'm sure you know this story very well, but I'm not going to bore you. I'm just going to refer to all this as we go on, because I know our time is fast spent. But the first thing you will know about this man was, you know, when God appeared to him, God said, I am God of Abraham and God of Isaac. Do you know Now we say God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So he was part of the covenant, but he never knew he was part of the covenant. He was born to be part of the covenant. If you read two previous chapters, you will know that even before he was born, God had chosen him. God said, Jacob, I love. Esau, I hate. Before he was born. And so, you have been fundamentally created to be intrinsic into the God's plan for your life. You are created with a covenant. Jesus said, a new covenant I give to you. Jesus had made himself a new covenant for your life. So 2020 is an ordained covenanted year for you. And when you know something about covenant, this year I've told you, we've taught extensively about covenant. Covenant is a relationship that only takes one party to break. And when God forms a covenant relationship with a man, if that man sticks to it, it's forever done. Forever. Nothing. The one God made with Abraham, till Jesus comes, that covenant cannot be broken. The evidence of that is a country called Israel. That is where. And this man also, which is called Israel, Jacob, God appeared to him and told him clearly, you know what? I'm about to start a new thing with you. But number one thing is that before this chapter, do you know, Jacob did not have any relationship with God. If you read your Bible from now, before Genesis 1 to 27, you've never had Jacob say, oh God, my father. No. He only knew his father. He knew his grandfather. But he never had a relationship with the God of his father and the God of his grandfather. And so when you are about to start a new year, don't follow the multitude of being, in the Vineyard Chapel, or I'm a part of the church, or probably my dad was a pastor. I was born into a Christian home. I have been in church since the day one. You know, doesn't make a difference. No, it doesn't make a difference. Covenant relationships start with you and God. You know what? Some people are privileged in their life. God himself appeared to them and said, you know what, my son, get your path right. Or my daughter, get ready because I'm about to do something. One of them was Jacob. Jacob was known to be a very cunning man. He was very good in his own intellectual ability, knowing how to manipulate. And some of us, we are Christian, but we are very dubious. We are very deceitful. We are very good in manipulating things because we think we are smart and we can get things done by our own smartness. But God is saying, like he said to Jacob, you cannot do it. Your smartness cannot give you what they call eternal inheritance. It can give you bread on your table. It can give you food. It can give you house. It can give you car. But it cannot give you eternal blessing. And that's what happened to this man. God himself appeared to him and said, you never knew me. All you knew was how you can manipulate your brother, how you can manipulate your father, how you can manipulate. That is good to a natural man, as people of the world would do. But if you want to have eternal covenant and have the blessings of heaven, you must have a right standing with God in 2020. A right standing. A standing that you will know for surely God said, I believe, and that settles it. That is what this man did, you know. When he was busy trying to get this thing done, you know what? God said to him, your struggleness will continue until you step in to start with me afresh. And I believe somebody in the house today, the Lord of heaven is about to start something in your life. The Lord is about to do something great in your life. Lord, we give you a new beginning in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to say it as if you believe it. You say to God, Father, I am ready for a new beginning. In the name of Jesus. You know, this man called Jacob, one of the things I also learned was that he was a man without his own mindset. He was a man that follows multitude. The mother came to him and said, you know what? I'll tell you how to do it. Do it this way. Do it this way. Manipulate your father and do it. You can get it. If you, as long as you don't have the mind of God, you cannot get the eternal covenant. Jacob was busy with his own mindset. This is the way I would do it. And believing in others. I'm not saying it's wrong to have relationship with others. Your spouse, your parents, your friends. They are very good in helping you. But they will not be your sole dependent. They will not be your God. This man, he was thinking, because the mother, Rebecca, knew that there was a covenant aligned to this man called Isaac. And so he was trying to manipulate the boy to get the covenant, the covenant that was already given to him before he was born. The mother was trying to help God and thinking, if I can do this, you don't need manipulation. Don't depend on people. The book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 is one thing we love so much. Say, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. In all your way, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. You know, our wisdom, our understanding, our skill, it's just foolishness to God. In 2020, as you're about to step out, forget about your skill or ability to manipulate. Trust in the Lord. I'm not saying you have to be dormant. I'm not saying you have to just say, God, help me, and then you sit down. And some of us, we are good in praying, but we don't do anything after prayer. We'll pray 9 to 7 o'clock in the night, and after you pray, just sit down and expecting God to come. God does not come. He will ask you to go by faith, and then he begins to prosper what you are doing. But that's what God will. Don't depend on people's, make them your God, but trust in the Lord. Jacob, when he left home before God appeared to him, he was left empty-handed. Do you know he ran in haste? Though the parents said, we don't want you to marry here, want you to go and marry from my brother's house. But that was not the reason. The reason was because Esau was about to kill the guy. And say, you know what? You've been good in manipulating. You think you are the smartest one. That's how you got the firstborn inheritance from me. Now you manipulated my father. You think you are wise. I'll show you. And that's one thing you also need to be careful. We might be smart. If you do it to the wrong people out there, they won't say because you are a Christian. You know, there's power also in the kingdom of darkness. Be smart with God. Don't smart with your own knowledge. The smartness with God is to total dependence on him and say, Lord, I don't know. And so this man was sent out empty-handed. There wasn't no cow, no sheep. No, I'm not sure how many clothes he could go out because he had to go out in haste to his uncle. And you know what? I don't know where you are now. Maybe you are going out empty-handed. It looks like 2019. It's like nothing to show. But I can tell you, if you look at it by the time God appeared to the guy, and if you check the chapter, two chapters after that, when the guy came back, it was coming with so much that he cannot carry. So much that he can give almost one third of it to his brother. So much that even the whole nation's heavy him. It was a man that he left empty-handed, so to speak. As a matter of fact, the first 20 years when he was with his uncle, it was like he was struggling. But when God speaks again, I don't have time to read all these things. When God speaks and said, it's time for you to go, you know God is about to release something that you cannot carry with your bare hand. It has to take grace for you to carry it. And I pray the Lord Most High God, it will give you what man cannot perceive in their mind, what only him alone can give in Jesus' name. You know, one thing I know about this place, you know, chapter 10, 28 from verse 10, the Bible says something. It says, God appeared to him in a dream. One of the things you'll be asking God for 2020 before, Lord, I need a divine encounter. When you have a divine encounter, it's different from when you are doing it on your own. How many of you know tomorrow? Who can tell me what will happen by 2 o'clock today? How many of you can tell me what's going to happen in September 2020? Who knows what is going to happen in 2022 if Jesus tarries? If you don't know, why are you dependent on your own skill? I'm not saying planning and go is good. Plan, do everything you need on your own, but put it under the leadership of the Holy Spirit and ask God to lead you. In this place, the Bible says God appeared in a dream that was a divine encounter. What you need from God this year, what you need from the Holy Spirit, is for him to tutor you. In the book of Psalm 32, verse 8, is there in that. But if you read, it said, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for you, for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. See, when God washes, when he teaches you and says, Femi, when you go down, take only one step and jump the rest. Don't follow the normal steps. That is what they call direction of the Holy Spirit. Or say, Femi, don't follow the staircase, just jump from here. That is the direction of the Holy Spirit. When you have the direction of the Holy Spirit, that's it. They call it symphony in French. Just rely on God. When you are trying to do it in your own skill and ability, you will succeed. But without covenant. You know, one thing about covenant is transferable. When you finish, exhaust your own blessing, you give it to your son, your daughter, and when your son or daughter finishes, they go transfer it and goes on and on and on. What many people try to do is to get the one for themselves at the expense of their children. But when you have a covenant relationship and the blessing that follows with it, don't worry about your children, because as it flows from you, it goes down to your children. Your children pass it to other generations and generations pass. I mean, history has told us that most of the multi-billionaires, it only lasts for 4 generations or 3 generations. The money will go, 3 or 4 generations. Well, how come the one of Abraham over 4,000 years ago, they are still having it today? Why? Because a covenant from God. It doesn't come from man. And so one of the things you need for yourself is that you want to have a covenant relationship with God. And you know, one of the things I also observed in this place was that when covenant relationship comes, it comes with mercy. Mercy. Because if you look at everything that Jacob had done, he's supposed not to have the what he had. By natural man, what will you call a man that cheats? What will you call a man that lies? What do you call a man that deceives? He's a sinner. But yet God appeared. That's what they call mercy. I don't know, many of you are doing it by your own self-righteousness. Ask for mercy. You know, mercy overlooks. He said, no, I know you don't qualify. I know you don't deserve it. You've been a cheat, you've been this, you've been that, but I show mercy. He said, I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion whom I will have compassion. When you have the mercy and the compassion of God, you overlose. He just said, you know what? It's my son. Don't worry. I will deal with it. You know what kind of situation? When they come to report you and say, you know what? Your daughter have just done this. Is it true? Okay, please, I will deal with her. You can go. I will talk to her when she comes. You know? Not that you don't know that your daughter has done it. Just say, you know what? That's not right, okay? But I pardon you. That's what they call the mercy of God. I don't know who needs pardon today. I don't know who needs the mercy of God today. But I need the mercy of God. I need the passion of God. I need the divine enablement from God. Because when God overlooks your mistakes, what he gives then, he gives you blessing. And that's what this man has. When this man had the blessings of God, God now show him something. This is one thing I wanted to pray when it's time to pray. Can somebody get my wife, because we pray very soon. You know, he said the secret of the Lord. He said the secret things belongs to God, but things that are revealed belongs to us and our children. God showed him the secret things. Secret things. When you struggle, how many of you had seen heaven and earth open up, the ladder going up and down? How did he know that place supposed to be better? Because God showed him the secret. When a man does not know the way to the market, he struggles with his gift. But when you know the secret of God, you have what others can never have. This man was able to understand the direction of the Holy Spirit and what is next for him. By what? By the secrecy of heaven. As we sit here, I can tell you, there's so many things that is not known to us. Many things, millions. Although we are children of God, but we don't know the truth and the deeper revelation of God. It is those that God decides to show his mercy on and show them his secret. How come Daniel was able to reign with 4 different kings and he was on top? Each one of them, God will reveal the secret things that none of other people can have, and that put him ahead of others. Ask for the secrecy of heaven. When God shows you secret of heaven, forget about the struggle. Because before anything happens, you know it. You are ahead of it. I was listening to a book I was reading. You know, in 2008, how many of us know what happened in 2008 worldwide? What happened 2008 worldwide? 2008. Yes. Another Great Depression. Globally. And many people lost their value, their property, their business, many things, worldwide. But you know what? There are some people who had the knowledge of it 2 years ahead, 3 years ahead. And while others are crying, they are making billions. Billions. Because they know ahead. And they are betting against depression. They, you know, it's like you said, who is the best now? Liverpool is playing 1 Division 4 team. who will you bet will win the game? You know definitely Liverpool will beat them. You probably won't say it won't be more than four or it won't be more than five. But for you to say a Division 3 club is beating Liverpool 3-0, you know, very odd. That's what these guys are doing. They are betting against the economy of the world at the time. And they make billions. Why? Because they have the insight. When you have the insight of heaven, when the secret things are shown to you, you are going where others are falling. May the Lord give us a secret of heaven in Jesus' name. Now, but what this man made something. He made a covenant, verse 13 and 14. I just wanted to read that. Look at the covenant that this man made. That is where we are going today before we pray. Verse 13 and 14 of book of Genesis chapter 28. Can we quickly project that? 13 and 14. Amen. My IT. Okay, let me read from here. Then, okay, Michael. Sorry. I read from here, verse 12. And he had a dream, and he saw his stairway erected on the earth with its top reaching to the heavens. The angels of God were going up and down from it. Look at the secret things there. And the Lord stood at his top, and he said, I am the Lord God of your grandfather Abraham and God of your father Isaac. I will give you your descendant the ground you are lying on. Verse 14, your descendant will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west, to the east, to the north and south, and all the families of the earth will pronounce you blessed on one another, using your name and that of your descendants forever. The blessings of God. The blessings. Now, when God said you will spread to the north, to the south, to the east and west, what else can you ask for? You know, this is not something that you're limited to. God is saying, I will give you more than what you can bargain for. Now, when God said these things, how many of you know that this thing did not happen in Jacob's life? It didn't happen. But was God lying? No. Look at it today. Everything he said, we are still part of the seed of Abraham. We. Because through Jacob, through Jesus Christ, and through generations born, we are now affiliated to God through the blood of Jesus, through the birth of Christ, and through the death of Jesus Christ. So when God said it would spread to the north, south, east, and west, God meant it. Now look at what the man did. And that's what I'll quickly read. Verse 16, then Jacob awoke and thought, surely this is this place. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not realize it. He was afraid. What an awesome place this is. This is nothing else than the house of God. This is a gate of heaven. Early in the morning, verse 18, Jacob took the stone and he placed it near his head and set it up as a sacred stone. Then he poured oil on top of it. He called that place Bethel. I stop there. Bethel. One of the covenants you're going to make with God is a covenant relationship through prayer. A place of prayer. If you had watched this film, if you have not watched it, you need to watch it. What's the title again? About a woman that prays. War Room. Thank you, my dear. War Room. If you have not watched that movie, please, you need to. War as in war, going to war. War Room. You need to have. One of the things I observe and I remember, you must have a place called your better. A place must be your better. It could be your toilet. It could be your room. It could be your living room. It could be your kitchen. It could be when you go out. A place where you know, I am in the presence of God. There is a specific place. You know, I do a lot of prayer work. That's my own. If you live with me, you think I don't pray. Say, this pastor does not pray. I've never seen pray. But I do a lot of prayer work. When I go out, there's a particular place when I get to in my prayer work. It's like, it's full of bush. It's like a real bush. But when I pass through, it's less than 5-8 minutes walk in that place. I feel the presence of God more than ever. I know there's something here. So I go into another dimension of prayer when I get into that place. This man had a called a Bethel. This was nothing but the place of God. It could be church. It could be that children room. It could be this office. It could be, you know, some people have their own seat. Anytime they come to church, you don't need to look around. You know where they will be anytime. That's where it will be. It could be your Bethel. I'm not disproving it. But wherever you, whatever you want to do in 2020, you must have your Bethel, a place where you and God must come on. And last but not the least, the man said, he made a covenant relationship. Verse 20, he said, God, if God is with me and protect me on this journey I'm taking and gives me food to eat and clothing to wear, then I will return safely to my father's home. Then the Lord will be my God. That is the covenant relationship I wanted to have. Because before now, God had blessed Jacob. He had pronounced the blessings upon Jacob. But what God was saying, to keep the blessing, you need to walk covenantly with me. How many of you know that when God blesses, it blesses without any repentance. But man or woman can lose the blessings of God by their act. But this man said, what did he say? Said, this God, you will be my God. How many of you will stand in for God all through 2020? No matter what the life throws at you, no matter what happened, you will not depart from God. You will walk with God, and God will be your God. I want us to pray. I know my wife will lead us into prayer for the next 10 minutes. You know, I want you to prepare your heart for the remaining 3 days, because I know, I can tell you, I'm 100% sure this is not only by faith, but also a clear knowledge of what God wants to do. 2020, it will be an amazing year of a bumper harvest. But before then, you need to be ready for a covenant relationship. Shall we rise on our feet as we pray? Amen.